Welcome back to State of Belief Radio, everyone. I'm Welton Gaddy. Now, this falls somewhat in the category of breaking news. Every 10 years, the Association of Statisticians of American Religious Bodies... Did I get that much right?
You did.
Okay.
You did.
All right. So I'm gonna finish the rest of it from right there, and they can put this in. Publishes this volume. This one is called 2010 U.S. Religion Census Congregations and Membership Study. One of the contributors is Dr. Dale Jones, who is a director of research services at the Church of the Nazarene Global Ministry Center in Lenexa, Kansas. And Dr. Jones joins us right now on State of Belief Radio. Welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Dr. Jones, what are the headlines-making findings from this year's census?
The evangelical Christian community has continued to grow, although not as quickly as it did during the 1990s. The Catholic and mainline Protestant groups both showed declines this decade, and we finally have good data for a half dozen or more non-Christian groups, so that we're able to talk about where the Muslims, where the Jews, where the Buddhists are now strong in this country.
Hmm. Now, you obviously have been involved in this for a long time. Are there long-term trends that stayed in place? And then you've just said there were some surprises this time.
Yes, the long-term trends are that people who are actually affiliated with local congregations are becoming relatively fewer in this country. We're down to about half of the population at this point appears to be associated with some religious congregation, religious body of some sort. Now, most of the country still claims to be religious. 80 to 85% will claim, in fact, to be Christian, but only about half are affiliated with a local congregation. That's a trend that's been, we believe, continuing for some time, but we're pretty confident this time that we've got the vast majority of people associated with religious groups counted, and it's only about half the country.
Now, let me ask you a question there. How does that relate to what some other polls designate as unaffiliated?
Yes, unaffiliated can be a couple of different things. We use, for our study, we use the term, when we make comparisons, of unclaimed, because some of them may actually belong to groups that we don't have data on. For instance, we don't have any information other than church locations for the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Mm-hmm.
There are at least a million people out there who are supposed to be affiliated with that, so we don't say that they're unaffiliated. We just say that they're unclaimed when we make comparisons.
I see.
But even so, probably about 30% of the country is self-identified as Christian, but are not affiliated with any local Christian body that we've been able to determine.
Hmm.
That's totally different than those who would self-classify as unaffiliated or, in fact, some would say atheist or agnostic.
Mm-hmm.
That's always been a very small percentage of the American population and continues to be today.
I know that you offer a breakout by state and even by zip code on your website. Are there any broad geographical patterns that you think are important to mention?
The data is actually available for every county in the country. The zip code just helps us to identify which county a person is interested in. But the data can be grouped by county, by metropolitan area, and, of course, by state or nation. When we go to, our website has information, has actual maps for each religious body that took part, 236 different groups, and some summations. When you look at, for instance, the pattern of people who are claimed by some body or another, there's a broad swath from essentially from North Dakota to North Carolina, sweeping through Texas and the rest of the South as well, where a very large majority of the population belongs to somebody's religious organization.
Hmm.
But the other parts of the country, the Northeast, the West, Mountain West, and the West Coast, other than the state of Utah, are very, very lightly participating. Less than half are part of somebody's religious organization. In some cases, the state of Maine, for instance, less than 30% are part of a religious organization that we're aware of.
Dale, does the survey go beyond raw numbers to ask questions, say, about the various religions, or is it just a matter of numbers?
Basically, ours is a matter of numbers. Uh-huh. It helps to answer a few questions like, what is the second largest religious body after Christianity in the state of Alabama? Mm-hmm. We know the answer is Muslim. We do not know why. It answers many questions, but like a good study does, it raises many more for people to explore.
Is there any significance to the fact that Mormons are the fastest growing denomination in your census, even as an adherent of that faith is running for the White House?
It's very interesting. We knew that when we discovered how quickly the Mormons were growing, let me take just a moment to explain that due to a change in methodology, the way that the Mormons reported their data this time, we're working out to figure out exactly what the change is. It's still the highest of any religious, any Christian tradition, even loosely Christian tradition in the country, and just about the same size as the gains reported for the Muslims, mm-hmm. About 1 million gain in adherence over the decade. So we're still trying to figure out exactly what that discrepancy would be if they had reported both times. The fact that that is the fastest growing group in a year like this, very interesting. The fact that they show gains all across the country, again, very interesting. Still, having major gains is not the same thing as having a majority. The mm-hmm. fact that you went from 10,000 to 30,000 within a given state is not enough to sway anybody's election in most cases, mm-hmm. well, other than Florida back in the year 2000.
Hmm. Well, you documented the fastest, that Mormons are the fastest growing denomination.
No question.
What about Islam?
Islam is growing very rapidly as well. Now, their figures are a little more in the estimate range, but it's as good as could be gotten, and we're pretty confident they're awfully close in their figures. And they did the same methodology 10 years ago. So the fact that there are about a million more Muslims reported these days, probably accurate. Now, let me explain also, this is those who are affiliated with a local religious center. Mm-hmm. We don't ask people, what do you think you're a Muslim or not? We ask the mosques, the mawhids, if they know of people and how many they know of.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a little different than how many people are actually Muslim or think they are. This is people who have taken the step of identifying with a congregation.
Yeah. Well, is your work of a nature that a really careful politician could take a look at the numbers as they represent geographical districts and say, when I go into this particular part of the country to do my electorate searching, should I just not use as much religious language as I usually do?
This would be something you could get from our study, all right, especially if you went to the website that's hosted by the Association of Religion Data Archives, the ARDA.com. Their site will actually group the denominations into mainline or evangelical or Catholic, different groups like that. And then if you know that your audience, and Black Protestant for that matter, if your audience is particularly in this county or this state or this metro area,
mm-hmm.
One persuasion or another, you could tailor your remarks that way. Of course, the thing that they always have to remember is that what you say in San Francisco will get reported back in Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, look, I know that there was at least one woman that wanted to write down that website number, and you went right through it, and she's waiting for us to do it again. So tell people how to go back to that website.
To get the data comparing states, counties, metro areas, the whole nation, a comparative basis, that would be www.thearda.com. And they're on their website. They make it very easy to negotiate. And as you mentioned, you could put in just a zip code, and it'll figure out what county it is for you.
My goodness. Well, Dr. Jones, one last question. You've been doing this long enough that I'm interested in what surprised you.
What surprised me?
Uh-huh.
That the evangelicals, while they grew, did not grow as fast as they had been. I thought that the evangelical growth was going to continue a bit longer. They still grew, and a little bit of a surprise, they grew better in the biggest cities than in the rural and small town areas.
That is interesting.
That was kind of a surprise, yes.
Dr. Dale Jones is the Director of Research Services at the Church of the Nazarene Global Ministries Center in Lenexa, Kansas. The full scope of what this group has done can't be appreciated until you go take a look at that website and see the mass of information that is there. I think you'll be impressed. I know you'll be informed. Dr. Jones, thanks for being with us today on State of Belief Radio.
Thank you. My pleasure.